This image, taken in July 2012, of a bleeding Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr being led to an unknown fate inside a Saudi prison, is the last public shot of the jailed cleric. Now supporters in London have held another vigil to urge Britain to intervene to save the life of a man whose execution, sources warn, is imminent.
We must halt the execution. It mustn't go ahead. But not only that, we're trying to say, well, there are innocent lives out there. There's all other Saudi political prisoners. They must be released. There is no reason for holding them.
There are over 30,000 political prisoners in Saudi Arabia. But with Sheikh Nimr, he's become the name of them. He's become a representative of all the minority, the oppressed people in Saudi Arabia.
Demonstrators are keen to keep up the pressure on Saudi Arabia by reminding Britain, one of Riyadh's strongest diplomatic allies, that its friendship with the kingdom has serious human rights implications. Despite a special Saudi court passing the death sentence in October 2014, the Foreign Office's only public comment was to say it was aware of the judgment.
We want every single means of intervention used to ensure that this execution does not go ahead, simply because human rights is a very sensitive topic for each and every one of us. And I think it's important that we understand that this is a man's life at stake. He hasn't committed any crimes. He has remained peaceful. His followers have remained peaceful. And it's time that we ensure that the Saudi family stop committing crimes against innocent individuals.
The campaign to halt the execution has been frustrated by misinformation.
What's happening now is it has been postponed, and that we've been given that officially as well from the family of Sheikh Nimr. And they postponed it to a later date, but that does not mean that the risk is gone. He has already been subjected to execution, and it just means that the date that they're going to do it has been delayed.
The protesters have promised to continue their call to action until Sheikh al-Nimr is released. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.